Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Well, folks, it is now or never. I kind of emphasized yesterday exactly how important it is and how we're losing time. I can't imagine that we're all that busy that we can't find a little time each day to either make a phone call, to make a scheduled meeting, to meet with people, to get involved. It's now or never. It's that simple. It's now or never. On Friday, and I forget to mention this yesterday, and I need to do this tomorrow and Wednesday, or tomorrow is Wednesday. Sorry. Thursday as well, so that we can remind you that we have a very special message that we're going to be delivering over the air for Representative Crawford, or actually, it's not Crawford, and so I've actually got it, and as a matter of fact, I think I told you I was going to do this. Well, I did it. I actually put it up on our Take Action page, and so it is Madison Cawthorn, not Crawford. See, I'm bad with it. So forgive me for being wrong in context of what I just, been saying. And as a matter of fact, I hope I have a little latitude that, it's GR. He gets names wrong a lot. Anywho, that's just because I just don't take the time to do all of the due diligence because I've just got so many other things to do. I've got phone calls. I'm working with people. I'm trying to get things written, trying to get some scripts done. I didn't even get some scripts done I was supposed to do this weekend. So with that, we want to have a very specific message for Representative Crawford, and getting this message out is going to be, a lot on my plate to just do. So please make sure that you contact him. His DC office number is right there on the Take Action page. So dial him up and just leave a message and say, hey, G.R. Mobley on Reclaiming the Republic on Red State Talk Radio is going to be delivering a very specific message for Representative Cawthorn so that he can understand precisely how he should be positioning himself in defending the Constitution as a representative of the people. Period. It's that simple. Do you need to write that down? Okay. Just play this back. And some people, if you've got, depending on how you're streaming or how you're listening, I know if you're listening over the air, you can't do this. But if you're streaming, I know some of you actually have some of the streaming players that will let you go back and play that again. But the message is simple. Representative Cawthorn needs to understand the position he has to take is defending the Constitution against enemies, very specifically in this case, domestic enemies. When his fellow congressmen are calling him out for violating, supposedly, by being a part of an insurrection, that is a constitutional right, and it was not an insurrection. We have a right to petition government for the redress of grievances. Now, did he break the law? No. Being there does not mean you're breaking the law. And so, bottom line, we have a right to petition government. And even walking into the Capitol building on the 6th was not violating government. As a matter of fact, government violated their rights. You have a right to petition government. They have no ability to shut down those office buildings from the people. Those are our office buildings. That's how we're going to place context to this. So he needs to hear this. He needs to understand. And once you actually have the truth, that truth will cut in half our enemy. Anyway, this show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you're listening to the only show that goes to the academic evidence and evidence-based solutions. I want to emphasize the Wyoming Conservative Chronicle. I did this yesterday, and I'm going to do this from now on. This is going to be the one highlight that I am going to actually plug. I'm going to have to change up because I don't want to take a whole first segment of my show just doing endorsements. But the Wyoming Conservative Chronicle is my daily endorsement for you, okay? And so with that, go get your subscription. Go Google, DuckDuckGo, whatever search engine you like to use, preferably not Google, Wyoming Conservative Chronicle. They have subscriptions. They're $30 a year. You get 12 issues, And I know that's going to be thin. I know it's going to seem, you know, light, but it is going to be focused on the heart of the issue, which is the Constitution and turning Wyoming constitutional. That is the goal. That was my primary focus. And I tried to do this with Idaho. The problem is that there were conservative organizations I had to fight. I couldn't get through this barrier that these conservative organizations in Idaho have created. Now, just I want you to wrap your head around this. I'm fighting conservative organizations in getting people to unite on the Constitution. So the question is, are these conservative organizations good? Do you think that they're good for us, or do you think that they're bad? Well, in my book, they're bad. It's that simple. If you can't unite on the Constitution and we can't work together on the Constitution and find that common ground and work on those issues, then as far as I'm concerned, you are a part of the problem. They are a part of the problem. Now, constitutioneducation.us is where you can get more education and content and information regarding the Constitution and history of our civics and constitutional history and so forth. Ad Local is where you can get your ISP information and your ISP support. And when I say information, getting your certificates, getting your domain registered, all of those types of things, if you don't know how to do that, use Ad Local. These fees, these costs, go look. They're not that expensive. Some of this stuff, you know, you pay once a year for your domain registration. It's really not that expensive. And there's everybody and their brother does it. But the question is, those people that do it, will they deplatform you or will they impact you? Will they actually shut you down or affect you? Ad Local will protect your rights in, you know, the constitutional rights and being able to have a presence on the web and so forth. Oh, by the way, one of the things I'd heard is, and there's no doubt in my mind, they are doing everything they can right now to seize full control of the internet because, oh, there's all the cybersecurity. They've created all these problems. We do not have a cyber problem when the federal government allows our internet from outside the United States, when we allow China, we allow Russia, we allow all of these different states to come directly in unattested, because we can block them. We can block everything from China. We can block we can shut down everything from those IP addresses. And any nation that allows routing through their IP addressing or spoofing, we shut down. And, you know, most of the countries in the world, they actually want to have and engage in commerce and that communications over the internet. If we're dealing with hostile nations that are trying to hack us, we have a right to just close that. It's just like a border. And why is it that they're not just closing down and shutting down all addresses that are coming from those nations' IP addresses? I mean, China, I can't believe that we even have an open internet between us and China. How does that serve us? We know that they're hacking. Same thing with North Korea. Same thing with Cuba. Cyber crime and cyber warfare is absolutely a threat. So why is it that they allow these things to be wide open? Oh, well, what we have to do is we have to seize your ability. We have to control you. Do you understand what they're doing? They're creating this picture that here's a problem, and the only way to make you safe is to control you. Are you kidding me? Are you that stupid? I don't think you are. And I believe everybody, when you put it into this context, all of a sudden the light bulb goes on. Wow. You mean we could actually stop all traffic coming into the United States internet from any country that is spoofing or being used or brokered by any nation that's IP addresses, you know, are, you know, using cybersecurity, or I should say cybersecurity hacks and threats. In other words, if it's Russia, I can't believe that we haven't even cut that off. Russia and China are absolute enemies to America. And the fact that we've had favorable nation status and been able to do trades and so forth with them, we have been subsidizing their communist revolution, the globalist revolution, for years and years. It's time, folks, you got to wake up. You need to tell your representatives at the county level that all of this stuff has to get done. All of these things can become petitions, and all of these things can be very well articulated. We're here to help. And we're not from the government, and as a matter of fact, we're not charging you. We're willing to pay you to help. Did you hear what I just said? We're willing to pay you to help you by monetizing Reclaiming the Republic. This is how we do this, folks. By monetizing Reclaiming the Republic, we'll actually be able to help pay you in you becoming a leader. And one of the things, I need to spell this out as well, as you start leading at the county level, you're going to instantly be able to, you know, actually be a representative at the county level. And as you become a strong, hardcore, valiant servant, an ardent supporter and champion of the Constitution, you will quickly be elevated into the state level and into the other levels. I mean, the cream will rise to the crop. Right now, it's corruption because we're not engaged and we're playing on their rules. We're allowing them to infiltrate us. So right now, as I've talked about, we have this problem that anybody can influence any election. We need to influence the Wyoming election to get this started. So I'm going to cover this before we dive back into some more content and information, but we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, so going into break, I was pointing out the fact that we have an opportunity, because right now the system is wide open. Soros is able to pour millions of dollars into your local races. As a matter of fact, he's actually proven this by getting district attorneys and attorney generals in states actually elected. Those who are willing to actually do the globalist bidding and actually help decimate our Constitution. So what we need is we need a conservative effort, a concerted conservative effort or constitutional effort in sending love and money to those public servants who are actually willing to champion the Constitution. Those folks that are actually willing to come onto this radio show, and those people that we actually endorse, because I get it that they're really busy in the campaign. And actually, I, just so you understand, I think I reached out to Art Macumber last fall. We actually had a meeting. I'm pretty sure it was last fall. It was before Christmas when we actually sat down. We talked. We went through things. And you could see the light bulb clicking above his head regarding Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Getting Art Macumber in office will actually have an advocate to actually start using Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Even though the state legislators may not be using it, it doesn't mean it can't be enforced. Wow. Imagine the possibilities. So this is why I don't want your money. As much as I know you really want to help, and I'm not trying to insult you, we love you. I couldn't be heading towards my 1,000th show without all of you listening. And the fact that we're growing is just, it's humbling. I never liked any of these conservative hosts, conservative entertainers, and those who, you know, always pulled their, you know, patted themselves on the back, pulled their own strings, you know, and aggrandized themselves in their positions. I truly am your humble servant, and I mean that. But what I want you to understand is that we have an opportunity, because we need to shut down this portal of allowing outside influences. Right now, they are using this portal. We have to use it too. And as we start doing this, we can actually, in Wyoming, be the first state. We can get Wyoming to be the first state to stop all of this influence. One of the things I'm hoping to make big ruckus about in the Wyoming Conservative Chronicle, actually, what is it? The Wyoming Conservative Chronicle. I got that right. What we want to do is we want to start emphasizing the fact that this is wrong. Now, what we have to do is we actually have to use this, because we have to use this to combat this concept of people being able to inject an influence. So we need to counter that influence by getting money into very specific campaigns and races. I really don't care about the Liz Cheney race. I really, you know, I think Harriet Hagman is going to win that, because I believe the people are that repulsed and that sickened by the Cheneys. At this point in time, there's no doubt in my mind, the Cheneys have made their bed and they get to lie in it. But we have very specific people like Art Macumber in Idaho, and we have some very specific people in Wyoming that we need to get elected. I'll tell you one right now, and I want to have him on the show. His name's Tom James. Tom James is a former soldier, and he is serving, and he actually goes out of his way to let everybody know how everybody is voting on every issue in the Senate and in the body of the whole. In other words, he keeps the statistics. He has a spreadsheet. He is reporting. I mean, this guy is a true activist senator in trying to hold the public servants accountable. He's a true champion. I love this guy. And he's a supporter of Republic Review. I mean, he's starting to understand, because every time you talk to a public servant regarding Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, they get defensive. They go, man, this guy's wanting to create a position. But he's starting to get it. He's starting to understand that as long as you're standing in the right position, or at least, you know, you have this layer that you can protect yourselves with by, because I told Idaho and I've told Wyoming, I've told Montana, you can create a constitutional advisement office that you should be able to go to as a public servant and go, what is constitutional? And I will help you build the necessary resources so that you actually have everything you need there. And as a matter of fact, the intent should be that should be a temporary office, because every public servant should have access to those resources and do the research themselves. Because once you start understanding this, this is not complicated. The folks that have actually created this concept of constitutional law, they're the ones that are trying to make it complicated and trying to use smoke and mirrors and mazes. And anyway, I'm just asking, I'm begging, I'm pleading to please send money. As a matter of fact, we want to get, and I hope by the end of this week, I will have a commitment from the candidate, Paul Venable, for the U.S. Senate out of Missouri to actually come on maybe once a week or every 2 weeks to sit down and talk. Because one of the things I enjoy talking with people is it helps me maintain more of a focus and I would just say a cognitive reasoning and argument so that it just makes more sense. A lot of times, as I'm talking, I'm thinking about five different things going on. There's birthdays, there's family things. I mean, all of these things are actually in my mind. They're constantly competing. And so when people actually look and they go, how do you do that? How can you even live like that? This all goes back to my military training. A long time ago, we were actually trained in trying to gather intelligence. One of the things we had to do is we had to be able to keep multiple conversations straight. And so as you start developing the ability to have and keep different conversations or different thoughts, you know, simultaneously, in parallel, maintaining exactly what they're saying, what they're doing, and having three, four different conversations, it's kind of like Evelyn Wood's speed reading. You start to learn the very specific keys that you kind of remember between these things. And then the first thing you have to do when you kind of go take a break, is once you've gotten to what you consider real actionable intelligence, you have to go and kind of write each of these conversations down, or at least those ones that are key. Because you got to remember that maybe only two conversations, maybe only one of the conversations is really key. So as you're trying to make sure you're filtering, you know, the NSA does this with supercomputers, and they listen to millions of conversations all at once. That's because millions of people are talking over the phone, they're chatting, emails. I mean, hundreds of millions of things. And people are always communicating throughout the world all at once. Can you fathom the ability to actually be able to filter through and be able to obtain actionable intelligence that quickly? So, I mean, it's tough enough for the human mind and for the human ability to be able to develop that skill. And I'm only just telling you this because when I'm all by myself and I'm doing these types of monologues, or when I'm just talking, I don't have a person that I'm focused with and they're, you know, injecting and so forth. So I actually have to stay engaged. When I'm doing a monologue, I can actually let my mind start wandering about, you know, some things I'm, you know, working on, some articles I'm doing, where I can get some research, and, oh, you know, what are we going to do for dinner? All these types of things just go through your head. And so forgive me. I will just say sometimes it's a curse, sometimes it's a blessing when you have some of these different, if you want to call it a gift, but I don't think it's a gift. I just think it's a developed talent, and anybody can do these things. It just takes time to develop. And, you know, it takes some discipline to actually make sure you go out and do that development. But anyway, let's move forward. I think I've kind of pounded and dragged this dead horse through the mud enough in asking you to make sure you send Art Macomber some support and some love. Just send him $20 and say, hey, here's some love from GR. With that, let's go ahead and dive forward. Now, one of the things that I talked about yesterday, and I actually got feedback, and I usually save this for Feedback Friday, but I got the visceral from a friend from my old hometown in California that talked about the sanctity of womanhood. And here I just had talked about, you know, taking the putting a blindfold on, and I'm getting lectured because you can't put down the sanctity of womanhood. And I'm going, hold on here. It's not about the sanctity of womanhood. It's just about the sanctity of humanity. You know, in essence, we have to look at if our perfect justice system is perfect because it is blind, it doesn't take account to whether you're a woman, a man, a child, or an adult, whether you're, you know, a geriatrics age, you know, grandparent or what have you. It should not matter. The fact is that there's the sanctity of humanity. You know, all human beings are sacred because we're all creations after Him. And all the things that we do, we have to kind of start keeping this perspective that your gender is no more important than the other gender. There's a reason why we have two. There's a reason why we have families. And we have to keep that in context. It doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl. As a child, you're a child. And when you become an adult, okay, that's not demographics. That is just facts. I mean, when you're looking at an empty bag is basically an infant. It has no sand in it. We're talking about sandbags here. An empty bag is basically an infant because it has no experience. It has no knowledge. Everything it's doing as an infant, it is learning and taking in. And what we do is we feed that sandbag and we put sand in it. When you finally get to the end of your life, your sandbag is full. It takes time to fill your sandbag. Anybody that thinks that they can become an expert after just reading some manual on something is basically selling you this idea that they've got a full bag of sand. When they don't, they're lying. It takes time to get those sandbags full. So we're out of time. We're going into a break. We'll be right back after this.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state land, lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review, so please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and go to the contributions page and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so this is 3 days in a row I've kind of emphasized this, but it's just because I wanted to really drive this home. When you inject your demographics, if you're going to come in and say, well, as this racial person, as this member of this race, you know, I deserve this, or, you know, you got to treat me this way because of my race or what have you. You have instantly become a racist. Doesn't matter whether you're inflicting something negative upon somebody. When you make race the issue, you are being a racist. We need to really maintain the blindfold so that we can maintain a more perfect system, a more perfect society. In a society in America, this is why America has this unique specialness to it, because it isn't about race. It is about humanity. It's about a civil society where justice is blind, where society is to be blind. Now, nobody's ever stated that, but I think we have to place context to that. If we believe that a perfect justice system is blind, then I believe a perfect society is blind as well when it comes to the distinctive characteristics of the individual. It doesn't matter if you're male, female, it doesn't matter. You know, what does matter is what's up in your head. If you want to be a racist, then that becomes a problem. Because now you're trying to drive the rest of us down this stupid agenda that's destructive. It's divisive. It's the same thing with a person's sexual orientation. It's a divisive tactic and destructive. It debases our society to actually make sexual orientation even an issue. Anyway, moving on. We've talked about militias. We've talked about getting engaged. And as a matter of fact, we started talking about the petitions. And so one of the things we've kind of left off with last week was we kind of said that you, as the person that says, I'm committed to doing this, I am going to do this, then you actually have to become the, you know, whether that be a self-appointed leader or if there's a, if you get a group of people that out of the Republican Party and out of the different patriotic organizations in your local area, in your county, then what you need to do is you need to determine who's going to do what, because you have these very specific roles and responsibilities. Now, you can work collectively, but it really does take somebody to have some level of leadership, not necessarily, you know, the divine, you know, creator leadership, the ultimate sovereignty, but a person that basically says, I will be responsible to make sure that we have meetings on a regular basis. I will be responsible to make sure, in other words, a coordinator. Everybody in this group should be training to become a leader. Everybody needs to understand the importance of meeting. Everybody needs to understand the importance of having an itinerary to making your meetings as effective as you possibly can. Everybody's time is precious. I can't tell you how many times I go and I used to sit and listen to a guy just go on and on and on about what he thinks is important regarding the party. And as far as I'm concerned, I would never have read that information. I would have glanced at it real quick and go, well, that's his opinion. Those aren't important as far as what I'm concerned. Anyway, so you have this communications and public relations. You have a recruiter. Everybody should be a recruiter. Everybody can be a recruiter. Everybody should be a trainer. And everybody, so if you've got a group of 10 people, you have 10 recruiters and 10 trainers, because everybody should be committed to actually getting other people to become a part of this organization. And as that happens, you will grow and grow and grow. One of the first things you need to start training people on is the right of the First Amendment petition, as well as the concepts of the Constitution, the fact that we have an enumerated Constitution. Believe me, we're creating and we're working on this. I just need to get those people that have committed to working with me, and I need to get my time to actually do this. What really helps me with my time is doing interviews and those types of things, because the less time I have to actually focus and try to think about how we're going to go through all this different content. And so I'm very thankful that I have somebody that has volunteered to actually be reading for me. So that way I can actually have somebody read and I can just inject that and actually editorialize. But what I really think is important is the words that the framers stated. I could easily editorialize for hours and hours and hours, but you need to hear what they said. And less than what I said. I mean, maybe sometimes I help put things together for you, but my contributions are really limited in contrast to what they had stated. What are the facts? Because it's the facts that we build our truth upon. We're building a foundation on the facts. They built this nation on the facts. That's what we have to lie upon. That's what we have to stand upon. And that's what we have to launch from, are the facts, this solid foundation. So So the petition manager, you actually need one person to kind of manage that. And actually, everybody, if you got 10 people, everybody should be trying to come up with an issue to write a petition and then learning how to write that petition. And it's not that hard. It doesn't have to be perfect. As a matter of fact, don't err on this consensus of perfection. This is one of the problems I saw with Spokane County. You know, they could have easily had a petition done and actually submitted and out there for everybody. But, you know, everybody wants to change, you know, this to happy to glad. It takes way too much time. It really does. But here's the point. As you start learning and how to make a better petition, then you can actually do more and more and get more and more leverage. But you need to start hitting. That's my fist kind of hitting my paw. We have to start hitting your public servants in the mouth with these First Amendment petitions. Until you've landed one, they are just getting away with, and they know they're getting away with doing whatever they want to do instead of supporting the Constitution. It's that simple, folks. They're getting away with violating the Constitution until we actually start holding them accountable. And the day we start landing punches is the day their head starts spinning. And then we start landing more punches in their campaign, because we can shut them down and we can make the case this person does not deserve a vote. Unless you want tyrants to rule you, this person needs to be removed from office because they're violating their oath of office. And this is how. Because bottom line, when you tell people that they have an obligation to fix the problem, this constitutional violation that they're committing or they're allowing to be committed, then you have actually made what I consider a salient legal argument very succinctly to actually prove without a shadow of a doubt that that person does not deserve to be a public servant anymore and they should be banned. Wow, folks, just imagine. You know, we'll have a few million people banned from public service. But the good news is we still have hundreds of millions of people, of possibly good people, that'll rise. The cream will rise to the top. When this movement is really, if you want to think about it, it really is a revolutionary moment. Because as people start clinging to the truth, this rises to the top. We have suppressed the truth. Everybody and everything and everybody has been basically repeating and regurgitating the lies. We've all been doing this because this is what we've been taught. We've been taught that the Supreme Court can create law. I mean, very few people have come to an academic argument to say they can't do that. Very few. There's way too many people that accept these things that we're being told, that they can actually operate a Department of Transportation. I mean, how many people have articulated out there that the Department of Transportation is point blank unconstitutional? And build the case from that point to show all these other things are unconstitutional as well. And when you can do that, when we are doing that specifically, then, folks, we're standing up to the plate. It's baseball season, and we're hitting that ball out of the park every time we swing because we're using the truth. This is the first time in decades the truth has come forward. All of these partial truths, like the Convention of States, the anti-convention argument, all of these little arguments that have been going through the conservative circles have all been divisive. So in your group, and again, I'm going to go through these roles, communications and public relations. Everybody kind of has to do this. Everybody has to be a recruiter. Everybody has to be a trainer. Everybody has to be on the petitions committee, writing petitions, not commissions. And then somebody, really, you need one person, and this is where, because you can't have everybody doing it. You can't have everybody scheduling and trying to find a venue. So you have to break these things down, but the events coordinator is probably needs to be your overall team coordinator. Whoever can take on, you know, getting the venue and everything else, that person should be then possibly, and you can actually break it up. It's okay to have somebody else be the group coordinator and an events coordinator and a petitions coordinator. Now you got three primary roles. You need three people, but you can do this yourself just to get things started. But I believe that you can easily get people that understand once you've explained to them what you can do and how you can do this by using First Amendment petitions to start off with, to take your county and then create a constitutional county that will give you the common law courts, give you a militia, an actual militia now, because that's one of the exit criteria of becoming a constitutional county. And this is something you're not going to learn from any of these other conservative organizations. You have to get the whole package, not just a part of it. We'll be right back.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
I'm going to tell you that it will only take you a month if you start meeting every week, either via phone calls. Start with phone calls. Start doing a Zoom meeting. Actually, I do not recommend Zoom. Retract what I just said. What I recommend is that you use Skype. Go create a Skype account and then create a Skype group. You can actually create a group that you can actually get everybody to, you know, reach out and dial in and or join. And so when there's a specific meeting time, everybody can just join that meeting. And so in having a Skype meeting, you now have no limited time. You don't have to spend any of your own money in doing this. Now, there are other, I'll say, meetings, virtual spaces, and so forth that will allow you to collaborate and meet for free. But what I will say is Skype will actually allow you to do the recordings, and you can actually, you know, provide these recordings as minutes down the road as you start getting organized. It helps to have that type of transparency so that everybody knows what was said and why it was said and so forth. But keep in mind, this is not your agenda. This is your rising to the occasion in defending the Constitution against tyranny. So what you want to do is you want to actually start having these meetings, and within a month, you should be able to start creating what you would call, because this is your executive committee. Now, when other people come along and they offer the talent that can actually do the role that somebody else is filling, I hope that that person that's already filling that role at that point in time doesn't take an insult to say, wow, this person has the resources, they're better equipped, they should be doing this job. It doesn't fire you, it frees you up to do other things so that you as a team can be more effective. Just look at it this way. As your team becomes more effective, you become more successful. You cannot be doing this for, you know, for feeling good. I mean, it's almost like giving gifts to people so that, you know, you get the acknowledgement. I mean, right? I mean, it's almost like, you know, trying to create this aggrandizement. We have to start shedding that desire to be better, to be this. No, I don't want you to think that we shouldn't be better people. We should. But to actually be better than your other people in the group or what have you. When other people have the talent, you need to step aside really quickly and do that when you recognize that this person has the ability and they're committed. But that right there, committed, is probably the most important part. You need to make sure as you turn over the keys to anybody that they have the commitment to the Constitution, not to themselves. Remember, the two key things, I say this all the time, you have to put aside your differences and your interests, your organizational and self-interests. And if you're doing that, then it becomes really easy to make it, you know, to step aside and allow other people to become successful. So some new roles that you want to start creating in your group as you start growing is you need to get a librarian. So when we start creating this county organized, or I should say, the unorganized militias organizational structure, you'll have the unorganized militias, you know, central committee, which is what you're creating. But you're technically, the central committee is currently the executive committee. And as you start growing, you need to understand that your county is divided into districts. Why? Because for political purposes, each district, you have a district commissioner, right? You have the commissioner that represents this district because it's representative of the people. We're Republican in form. So we need to make sure that we start breaking down this organization as the political layout of the land. Every county is broken down into the lowest element is precincts, and these precincts are part of these districts. And so you need to be conscious as you start organizing who's in which district of the county. You want to make sure if you have a district in the county that is not represented right now in your organization because everybody is in one district and you have a total of five districts, you need to recruit people out of these other districts. And so most people know people that are in these other districts. And as you start growing, you actually have to make sure that you're growing the entire county. Now, you'll notice that in a, you know, a county that has a large city and then the rest of the, you know, county is either really rural or, you know, small towns or what have you, then you'll find that you have, you know, one or two districts right there in the city and then the rest of the county is one district. Okay, well, you have to grow accordingly. You have to grow apportionately so that each district actually starts covering the entire ground. Now, the more sparse the population, the bigger the ground you have to cover. So you're going to need more people throughout that. So you may want to divide these large districts into manageable, because if you're in a county, I live in a county that takes probably 2 hours to get from one end to the other. Well, that's a lot of time for somebody to just travel from one end of the county to another, especially if they happen to be in a district of that county. Some counties are pretty big. Have you ever seen Riverside County? I mean, Riverside County goes all the way, I believe, to the Nevada border or the Arizona border, whichever the border is directly east of them. It goes all the way across. So that takes hours to travel and traverse that entire county. So it's way too big of a county to actually, you know, have one person managing that. That's why you have to grow. And that's why you can't necessarily meet every day, but you can, you know, or I should say in person every week or what have you. You have to start doing this virtually. And then eventually you want to have either a monthly meeting or a biweekly meeting. And as a matter of fact, what you want to do is you want these sub-elements. You want to break these districts into sub-elements so that you have a quadrant. If it's a square area, then make it a quadrant. And then have the northeast, the southeast, the northwest, and the southwest have their own meetings so that you should be having probably 2 to 3 meetings a week. You should probably be having your leadership meeting. You should probably be having your sub-discipline, like your petition meeting, as well as your local meeting. In other words, if let's say you are the chair, let's say you're the coordinator for the unorganized militia for the entire county. Well, in your quadrant, in your part of the county, you would not be the chair of that particular group. That should be actually somebody else. And you should be kind of reporting and managing. But, but everybody should be working together to ensure that we're actually supporting each other. The best leaders are servants, because they actually serve. A leader does not put burdens upon their people. A leader frees their people of burdens. One of the things we learn in leadership is you have to move the obstacles for those who you lead so that they can effectively get their jobs done quicker and more efficiently. And the best ways of doing that is training them, equipping them, preparing them so that they can get the job done quickly and effectively. So, as we start, organizing, now you're organizing the layout of your county. We have, like I said, less than 5,000, but it's more than 4,000 counties, and they're not all the same. Every single county is different. This is why this template is not a perfect, cookie cutter template. Each county may have some unique obstacles. Each county may have some unique issues, strengths, weaknesses. You have to figure out what, but the roles are the same. You still have to do petitions, and you have to educate everybody. So the first thing you're going to be training people on is the petition. The first thing you're going to be training people on is the Constitution. And I'm not talking about teaching them the entire Constitution, but getting people to quickly understand this concept of an enumerated Constitution versus a general Constitution. Getting people to understand if you want to call them philosophical differences, but they're really not. These are just the hard, cold facts of what our Constitution is. And as you start doing that, then you're going to actually start creating these petitions. Now, one of the things that you'll also do, because eventually you're going to be getting money, because hopefully by this point in time, you're going to be building this, and we're here to help you. We are going to be building this organization off of Reclaiming the Republic. You're not a Reclaiming the Republic organization, but we're here to help you. We are your resource in giving you the training, and we're going to cover the constitutional classes that you need. Oh, by the way, you're going to want to write down, I say this all the time, you're going to want to write down the specific days in the podcast or these shows that you want to pull in so that you can actually share this with everybody, whether you play it for everybody or let everybody listen to it on their own and then have everybody talk. One of the things I've learned is if you let everybody do it on their own, they won't get it done. So you may have to take the time to break down these shows into 15-minute, 20-minute, 30 minutes, and then do some other business. So that way, over the course of a month, you can go through a couple of shows where we teach you about the Constitution, where we teach you about the First Amendment petition, where we teach you about committees of safety and the dangers of these things. Whatever you think is important and pertinent for people to understand. And here's the thing. Here's the rub. If you need something specifically covered, you let me know. We'll be happy to cover the content for you. And we'll actually let everybody know, hey, we've got a special show today because we're helping out these folks over here in, Podunk, Idaho, or Podunk, Ohio. It doesn't have to be Podunk. I'm just making that as a reference. Folks, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobius Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.